This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Doc Martens, Ninja Kitchen, and Hotels.com. Prep for summer and save big on beauty, travel, electronics, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cash back events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, one-on-one with George Clooney.
You never look forward to 60. The alternative is dead, so I'll take it.
Fatherhood confessions before his milestone birthday.
They say, okay, now we're going to hop like a frog all the way to bed. I'll hop a few.
Plus,
Alex and I are engaged and about to get married.
J-Lo gives us a wedding update.
It just happens that way. It's a funny thing.
Then,
happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
We reveal Britney Spears' birthday wish and how Rebel Wilson dropped 60 pounds.
And here I am.
Plus, Tayshia's bachelorette bombshell. Is that an engagement ring?
ET starts right now.
George Clooney is a movie star, producer, director, philanthropist, but during the pandemic, his number one job, stay-at-home dad. And it's a job that he lovingly embraces, even though he admits it ain't easy when you're about to hit the big 6-0.
George, I find that once you have your kids, you find out this is the greatest thing. I wish I had done more and earlier. Do you feel that way now?
Well, I guess not, since it's probably best that I did it with when I met my wife, so... I'll be 60 this year. I will say that there's times when I go, when they say, okay, now we're going to, you know, hop like a frog all the way to bed. I'm like, I'll hop a few.
What was it like once being the sexiest man alive and then putting on that father time beard?
Is anyone out there?
Not once being sexy. Let's be clear. Twice being sexy.
Twice, right?
My wife and my daughter were really happy to see it go. My son, he like... Because there were things, you know, I would go to work after playing with the kids in the morning. I'd go to work and I'd be sitting there and, you know, about to do a scene. And I'd go like this. I would reach in and there'd be like a popsicle stick in my beard. You know,
It wasn't Clooney's beard, but his flowy haircut that recently made international headlines. After the actor revealed he's been using the 1980s hair cutter with a vacuum for the last 25 years.
My wife, I think... A few years ago, when she first saw me using it, she came in, she heard the sound. It sounds like a hurricane. And she goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm cutting my hair. Yeah, I know. I should have bought stock in the company before I said anything. You know, I screwed up.
Does she let you put that thing near the kids at all?
No, but I do cut my son's hair.
What?
Yeah, I have to cut his hair. Not with a Flowbee, though.
Barber, actor, director.
And action.
Clooney also produced his new post-apocalyptic thriller, The Midnight Sky.
I have to contact them before it's too late.
He plays a scientist trying to warn astronauts about a catastrophe that has taken over Earth. He lost 25 pounds for the role.
It gets really easy to put weight on and a lot harder to take it off, you know.
There you go. Ain't that the truth? Hey, what are you looking forward to in 2021 besides that big birthday?
Yeah, I'm not looking. You never look forward to 60. The alternative is dead, so I'll take it. But yeah, you know. Well, look, I feel like we all should be looking forward to the idea that there is light at the end of this tunnel. You know, there is. We're going to get through it. Hang in there. Getting there.
George looks like Old Man River in this movie. The transformation is crazy. But don't worry, y'all. He still has plenty of gas left in his tank.
There will not be any George Clooney slander.
That's not slander. Today. He's still sexy daddy.
Sexy daddy. Yeah. Actually, yeah, my forever Clooney is, remember when he was in that trunk with Jennifer Lopez and out of sight? Mm.
I wonder if Jennifer and A-Rod have ever watched that together.
I don't know, but she might be trying to tell all of us something.
You're saying that you're feeling lonely.
The project you have coming up, Marry Me, and then you're teaming up with Armie Hammer in Shotgun Wedding. Yeah. Everyone's saying, is Jennifer trying to give us a message like, are her and Alex gonna elope?
It's so fun.
People are digging deep, Jennifer.
But it's just kind of a coincidence. I wasn't really trying to send a message. Alex and I are you know, engaged and about to get married at some point. Yeah, it just happens that way. It's a funny thing. Life and art, the way they kind of intersect.
If you love me, say it in the morning.
J-Rod's destination wedding in Italy has been postponed, but right now she's busy promoting her brand new skincare line, J-Lo Beauty, set to debut New Year's Day. Yeah, the 51-year-old mama's been serving us looks for decades, and, well, we'll have whatever she's having.
We literally have a product called That J-Lo Glow, and the idea of beauty having no expiration date. You know, you get to a certain age and then, you know, people ready to kind of like, boop, boop, you next, bye-bye, you know, and you're like, hold on. It took us maybe 26 different formulations. Like, I kept sending it back. They were like, how about this the first time? I'm like, no. And I thought they thought, well, we'll revise it once or twice and we'll get there. 26 iterations later, I'm like, we got it.
Some of it is genetics with you too, because we see your mama. But what do you think that Emmy would say, like, is your beauty wisdom that you've given to her?
Beauty starts from the inside out. And I always tell her that.
Well, we know J-Lo takes care of herself on the inside, but she admits even she hits up a fast food drive-thru once in a while.
After the American Music Awards, I was like, Benny, what's happening at the drive-thru? Benny's just like a double cheeseburger meal. So I was just like, lots of ketchup.
But what she doesn't want to do again anytime soon, the Super Bowl halftime show.
They just announced The Weeknd's going to perform at the Super Bowl. Any advice for him stepping on the world's largest stage since you just did it?
Good luck. It was intense. Yeah. It was intense for me. And it was all worth it in the end. I'm happy that it's not me this year and it's The Weeknd.
Thank you so much!
Oh, we are all still reliving that moment, Jennifer. Well, here's a little more J-Lo tea. You know the new movie she's in, Marry Me, with Maluma? Well, Jennifer told me that Adam Levine, Drake, and John Mayer were all considered for that role. That's a little tea. Meanwhile, Miss Britney Spears is celebrating her new role, older woman. Brit's birthday is kicking off tonight. No and tell.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
A serenade, a sunset view, and some sweet cake by the ocean. Britney treated herself to an early 39th birthday vacation. A source tells ET she was thrilled to get away to Hawaii and have a romantic trip with Sam.
What am I to do with my life?
As for Britney's birthday wish, we're told Spears hopes to see her boys. Dad K-Fed has custody and Brit's still under the conservatorship controlled by her dad. Our source says that's been an endless struggle for Britney. Quote, she is handling all the legal drama by staying positive and focusing on keeping a schedule each day. RCA Records celebrated Britney today by dropping this previously unreleased track called Swimming in the Stars.
Swimming in the stars.
Next, Rebel Wilson speaks out after losing more than 60 pounds.
I'd been overweight for about 20 years. I was overeating.
The 40-year-old actress took to Instagram Live after reaching her goal weight of 165 pounds. How'd she do it? A sugar detox, a 1,500-calorie-a-day high-protein diet, and exercise 6 days a week.
I do work out like a beast. Does this mean I eat healthy and clean every day? No. Far from it.
Rebel, who has a new body and a new man, says she was inspired to get fit after deciding to freeze her eggs and called 2020 her year of health.
The goal was never to be skinny. skinny. I'm still curvy at my weight I am now, and proud of that.
Also sporting new looks, J-Law and Leo. Wearing glasses, a beard, and staying safe with a face shield, DiCaprio joined his red wig-wearing co-star in Boston to film their new Netflix drama, Don't Look Up. J-Law's back at work after a fire devastated the summer camp her family owns. Jennifer is vying to get it back up and running this summer.
We are sending all the love to the Lawrence family. Well, let's move on now. Let's talk about The Bachelorette. Another crazy episode. And Lauren Zima, did Tayshia already spoil her own happy ending?
Nichelle, she just might have. Last night on her Instagram story, Tayshia posted a seemingly innocent video of her making a nice coffee. And oh my gosh, is that an engagement ring? It certainly looks like one, and it's on that finger. So if she got engaged, who's the lucky guy? There are 12 men left, and the race for Tayshia's heart is as wide open as Ben's shirt collars. It's time for Roses and Rosé. First, let's hand out the comeback award to the black box industry. The Bachelorette has breathed new life into this forgotten art, and while some have been incredibly necessary, last night's kind of just got in the way.
I'm gonna let my guard down.
Tayshia wanted the guys to open up their hearts. Ben opened up his robe. But was she mad about it?
Hallelujah.
No. No, she wasn't. And at the end of the night, we got our first one-on-one of the season. In one corner, he's 36 going on 46. He's got country club style and a 401k smile. He's Bennett. Did you know I went to Harvard? Jordan! And in the other corner, the travel nurse who hopped a fence for love. Don't call him a teenager. He's Noah. I can't believe I shaved my mustache for this. Herb. Bennett even presented a mystery gift to Noah.
What's in the box?
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 What's in the box? Oh, just a bandana, a self-help book, and some mustache socks. It was kind of anticlimactic.
Okay.
Now, if it's more drama you're looking for, Bryan Cranston is ready to do some damage.
I always look for damaged characters.
His new role giving us Breaking Bad vibes.
Say my name.
Plus, Jennifer Aniston back on the set of The Morning Show. And Andie MacDowell's new look.
My kids kept telling me I look badass.
Going back to her roots.
The hair color represents where I am.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
This is our Chicago. It's disappearing fast, but before it's gone, we're going to enjoy every minute of it.
Shameless is not going away quietly. Only we have this sneak peek at the insanity in store for the show's 11th and final season, kicking off this Sunday on Showtime. Now, also on Showtime, Bryan Cranston makes his return to series TV in Your Honor, and it is fantastic. As we all know, he's created his fair share of craziness on the small screen, from Breaking Bad to his hit comedy that is reaching a major milestone.
Life won't always go your way, Dewey, and the sooner you learn that lesson, the better.
Bryan, this is the 20th anniversary of Malcolm in the Middle. What do you remember about shooting that show?
The core of that show was love. But when push came to shove, they would gather and they would defend each other. Until that happens, it was chaos.
That's loser talk!
After Malcolm in the Middle, Bryan went on to win 4 Emmys for Breaking Bad, playing the high school teacher turned drug kingpin, Walter White.
Say my name.
Bryan's new role has a lot of similarities. He plays a do-good New Orleans judge who makes some bad choices to protect his son.
Don't tell anyone. Not ever.
Wasn't Walter White a good man who just started doing stuff that he really shouldn't normally do?
Well, yes. Aren't we all? I always look for damaged characters.
The 10-episode miniseries Your Honor starts Sunday on Showtime. Filming was interrupted by the pandemic for 7 months. All the face masks and PPE on set created an unexpected problem for Bryan.
rehearsing in masks and shields. I'm of a certain age now, and I've been to my fair share of rock concerts. So I am positive that I've lost a certain amount of hearing. And I didn't realize how much I depended on reading lips. I was constantly saying, sorry, I didn't know what you said.
I also asked Brian if he's going to make an appearance on the final season of Better Call Saul. He said he has no knowledge of it. He also admitted he might be lying, so we'll wait and see what happens there. By the way, no covering up the truth for Andy McDowell. She is letting her natural beauty shine through.
Hey, look at me. I'm 62 and feel fabulous.
Gray hair? Yeah. Don't care. Her beauty tips revealed.
I've never been ashamed of my age.
And SEAL Team is back.
ET, tune in.
Our sneak peek at tonight's season premiere as David Boreanaz reveals his struggle returning to set.
It's tough on the body. My hips hurt me just talking about it.
I realized I totally and utterly loved one person, Alex. The person standing opposite me now. In the rain.
Is it still raining? I hadn't noticed.
Andy McDowell was the object of Hugh Grant's affections in the 1994 British romantic comedy, Four Weddings and a Funeral. I love that movie.
It's a classic.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And Andy is now back over two decades later. She's telling a new love story at 62 and is also fully embracing her roots.
Andy, you have some of the most iconic hair in Hollywood. Was this the first film that you let it just be gorgeous and gray for?
Yes, it is. Started growing out during COVID, and my kids kept telling me I look badass. You know, I've never been ashamed of my age. I think it's better to be proud about where you are and say, hey, look at me, I'm 62 and feel fabulous.
I mean, I'm sitting here looking at your skin as well. You look amazing.
Oh, well, you're a doll. I really appreciate it.
Can you give me one quick tip that I can just remember forever?
I do. I moisturize so much.
Helpful.
I do. I did my own makeup. I'm really not that good at doing it. So lots of moisturizer.
But if we find it, we better hold on to it.
Andy is definitely glowing in her new holiday movie, Dashing in December, premiering December 13th on the Paramount Network. She plays mom to Peter Porte, who falls for Fuller House's Juan Pablo Depache.
It's amazing to have these movies now because then it means that kids, younger people who maybe are struggling, can see themselves in Peter and I and this loving relationship.
Yeah. There's a really cute moment in the trailer where you guys pass each other and you're both shirtless, looking amazing, by the way.
Oh, hey.
I'll
use the one down the hall.
I was just doing push-ups in our hotel room, but otherwise we weren't able to use the gym or anything.
They're both just naturally gorgeous. That's what it is.
By the way, Andy, we've been talking about 2020. How many times people have referenced Groundhog Day this year, one of your movies?
I think you should get your head examined.
It's true. Like, it was an opportunity for us to figure out what we wanted in life, too, to stop and think a little bit.
People would ask how the quarantine was going for me. I said, oh, it's literally Groundhog's Day. I woke up to the and Andy McDowell lives right next door.
That's a meta moment, Kev. I want Bill Murray to have been staying there, too.
That's a meta moment, Lauren. I want Bill Murray to.
What?
You saw Groundhog's Day. You got that. Oh, okay. Now to another big night for TV. Nichelle Turner is just down the way, a few hundred yards, where a CBS fan favorite is back in production.
Yeah, I can almost see you guys right over the hill here. I am outside of the SEAL Team soundstage where they're in there making TV magic right now. You know, I spoke to his star, David Boreanaz, who took me back to nearly 9 months ago when everything changed.
Lobster go great!
Back at work.
Yep.
Exhale, everybody good.
It's weird. Well, you know, when we officially shut down back in March, we were on top of a hill in Big Bear and it was a big snow episode. And then the next day, obviously, we shut down. And then in between then and now, it was like 8 months of just board games, right? Doing funny things, challenges that you could do on social media. And then it was like that fear of like, oh, can I do this again? Being off for so long is you got to really prepare to be even in more shape when you go back. We do a lot of stunts that involve, coordinated attacks, breaching doors, explosions, a lot of jumping. You know, it's tough on the body. My hips hurt me just talking about it.
But it's mission accomplished for the 51-year-old SEAL Team star. E.T. has this sneak peek of the season 4 premiere tonight on CBS.
It's just another op. The tip of the spear goes where it's pointed.
These scars here, story points. These aren't real. E.T., tune in, and you'll find out what these welts are all about.
What you won't see? Any reference to the pandemic, like in other dramas, including Bull and This Is Us.
Hank's got the corona.
Hank's got the corona.
You guys decided we're going to stay away from any talk of that. Why so?
Just because. I mean, I don't think it's relevant for our show, so we just decided not to.
But what you will get is authenticity.
Havoc, this is one, passing Cherokee and Jackpot.
You guys have like a kick-ass crew, though, of ex-Navy SEALs, and that's really important to you all.
Yes, these guys come with that knowledge and that realism to it. It's fast, though. Some people are like, it's so fast, can you slow down? It's like ER, you watched it, and all these medical terms are going back and forth, and you almost kind of wanted to see if you knew the terms.
50 milligrams IV push.
But then when George Clooney showed up, you just looked in his eyes and went, I mean, that would all work.
And that's what happens with Davis. Right now, I just need that dream sequence. Well, SEAL Team isn't the only show back in production. Coming up, how the morning show is keeping it safe on set.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Jennifer Aniston's new post says it all. She is back to work on The Morning Show, and you can tell by the shield she has taken the necessary COVID precautions. Jen also shared this lip smack from the makeup chair.
We are doing this my way.
And we just found out that former ER star Juliana Margulies is joining the cast for season 2. She should be an amazing addition. And join us tomorrow because we're talking to the real deal. Good Morning America host Robin Roberts. She's going to tell you how to find peace during this pandemic and the crazy holidays. But you can actually get a head start by checking out her virtual event tomorrow night at meditateamerica.org. Take care, everybody.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.